Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So kids, as you know that this week we are reading Vikram and Vedal. So last day I started with Vikram and Vedal, like who is Vikramaditya, who is Vedal, how did they meet with each other. So those things we covered in the first episode, and in this episode I'll be starting with the main stories of Vikram and Vedal. So if you have not listened the first episode, go back and check in my podcast, and you can check in my YouTube channel with Sudeshna also, and you can listen or watch this story. So let's start today's first story, that is the Fair King. The city of Andhak was ruled by a very righteous king. He personally looked into the affairs of his people. He listened to their complaints and redressed them as well. People were free to visit his court whenever they wished. They could express themselves freely. One day, an old man came to King's court. He was accompanied by his two blind sons. The king asked, "What brings you to the court?" The old man replied, "Your Highness, due to some unfortunate circumstances, I am leading a life of misery. But in a matter of time, I will regain my lost wealth. However, I would be highly obliged if you could lend me 1,000 gold coins. I will repay this loan as soon as I can." "And if you don't?" asked the king. The old man promptly replied, "I will leave my sons with you as guarantee." The old man continued, "Sir, my sons are blind, but they are gifted. They will serve you well." The king was surprised. He asked, "How can these blind sons of yours will be any service to me?" The old man replied, "Well, my elder son is an expert judge of horses, and my younger son can test any kind of jewel." The amazed king said, "But they are blind. How do they perform this task?" The old man replied, "They rely on their senses of smell and touch respectively to do their jobs. If you ever find any of them giving a wrong judgment, you may have them beheaded. You may also punish me after I have returned." The impressed king took the old man's word. He gave him the 1,000 gold coin he had asked for. He took the two blind sons into his service. Days went by. One day, a horse trader came to the court to sell a horse to the king. The trader stated that the horse was of a good Arabian breed. He boasted that it was very faithful and a good runner. The king did not wish to buy the horse blindly, so he asked the blind son to check the horse. The blind son started examining the horse by touching and smelling it. This made the horse trader furious. He exclaimed, "What a strange way of checking a horse! And how can a blind man examine a horse? You had better stop this. It is nothing but a waste of my time as well as that of king's." But the blind son calmly said to the king, "Your Majesty, please do not buy this horse. It might hurt you when you ride it." But the trader was angry at hearing this. The king, on the other hand, thought about what the blind son said. Then he commanded, "Let a horse expert ride this horse." So an expert rider sat on the horse. But no sooner did he sit than the horse threw him off its back. The trader was stunned. He exclaimed, "The horse never behaved like that with me." The blind son replied, "What you say is true, but the fact is that the horse does not harm any milkman. Why did you give up your profession?" The horse trader gasps and asks, "How did you know that I was a milkman previously?" The blind son replied, "I found this out by smelling your horse. I could make out that this was born in your house. You fed it on a buffalo's milk. Its parents were owned by you. The trader left the court along with his horse, amazed at the blind son's revelation. After a few days, a jeweler came to the king's court. He brought several precious stones and gems. The king liked a diamond. He gave it to the blind son and asked him to examine it. The blind son examined the diamond. He rubbed it between his palms several times. When he said to the king, "Sir, the diamond is priceless, but it will be inauspicious for the one who wears it." The king asked, "Why do you say so?" The blind son replied, "Your Majesty, this diamond has taken the lives of at least two members of the jeweler's family." Hearing this, the jeweler felt ashamed of himself. He asked the king to forgive him. Then he left the court along with his gems and precious stones. A few days later, the old man came back. He repaid the coins he had borrowed. Then he asked the king for his sons. The blind sons came as the three were leaving. The king asked the old son, "I have seen your son's talents. What is yours?" The old man replied, "I can tell the reality of a man." The king asked, "Who am I?" "You are the son of a thief," replied the old man. The king was angry. He ordered the beheading of the old man and his two sons. As the story ended, Betal asked King Vikramaditya, "What was the king justified in ordering the execution? Speak up or I will break your head into pieces." King Vikramaditya replied, "No, the act was unjustifiable. The king was the son of a thief. But the old man is to be blamed too. He should have realized what he was saying." Betal said, "Your judgment is praiseworthy, but because you have spoken, I am going." Saying so, Betal flew away. King Vikramaditya drew his sword and went after Betal to catch him again. So that's how I will end the episode 2 of Betal and Vikram. So from now onwards, each day you will learn one story of Betal and Vikram, where Betal will tell Vikramaditya a story and he will ask a question and he will tell Vikramaditya to tell the answer of it. If Vikramaditya can tell the right answer, then Betal will flee away because Vikramaditya spoke. And if he answer it wrong, then Betal will cut his head. So it's very interesting stories, right? If you like the stories, you can share it with your friends and family so that they can also listen this. Thank you for listening to the end. Bye bye.